In the bus, you'll show.
Oh.
Sure will.
I didn't know that.
Sure will. But you won't bust that Gemini. Now, that Gemini, you can get all the water you want.
What'd you used to call them? Thing you carried milk in, you know, like, you call it a bucket too?
Yeah, milk bucket.
Did you ever use the term pail for bucket?
Yeah.
Is that different from a bucket?
No, it ain't no different. Ain't no.
Doesn't matter what it made out of wood or.
But the other thing, it's a bucket or pail. It's a bucket.
What'd you used to carry the scraps and stuff in to feed your hogs?
Slop bucket. Yeah.
Anybody ever call that a swill bucket? Just always slop bucket.
A slop bucket, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What are the things you say you're gonna give your wife some flowers or something? They come in a long thing like that. You stick flowers in. What do you call that?
Let me see now. He calls them. Some of them call it a flower jar, mm-hmm. and some of them call it a flower bucket. Mm-hmm. And
if it's long and skinny, what would you call it then?
It's the same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. And you mentioned that your favorite kind of plate was your tin plate. What else when you have to eat, you have your plate. What else do you use that?
Fork, spoon. Yeah.
And if you want to cut, you have a...
Cut knife. Mm-hmm. Knife and a fork. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What your wife has to do when she gets through when you get through eating, she has to do what?
She has to wash the dishes.
Yeah.
So clean up the kitchen and.
When you're washing dishes there, you know you get soap on. Get the soap off of them. What'd you have to do? You have to.
Yeah, just rinse them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what do you call a thing that you wash the dishes with?
Dish rag.
And what do you call a thing you dry them with?
Drying rag. Yeah.
And What do you call the one that you use that to wash your face, you know, when you take a bath?
A wash rag.
A wash rag?
Yeah.
And what do you call the one what you dry off with? Just a
drying rag. Just a towel.
Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, now, let's see. What do you call those things in there when you're going down to the kitchen to turn the water on?
Hydrant. Yeah.
You ever heard anybody call that a faucet?
Faucet, yeah.
What's any other thing that people might call that?
None.
Anybody ever call it a spigot?
No, not.
Spigot? If it's outside, it's still a hydrant.
A hydrant, yeah.
Something like that. But what if it's on a barrel? You know, you've seen big barrels of water in it?
Yeah.
Would you still call that?
Yeah, a hydrant. Yeah, you got a little hydrant on it.
Okay. Let's see. When you bought molasses, say, before, what kind of quantity did it used to come in? Or syrup, when you bought syrup, something like that? Lard? When you bought lard, what did it come in?
It's a lard can.
Lard can?
Yeah.
Did you ever buy it in stands, buy a stand of lard? Ever hear of that?
No.
That's not familiar down here. When you go put oil in your truck or your car, you see, and you got an oil can, you have to have something else. You put a hole in
the faucet.
Yeah.
A little,
like that.
A funnel, they call it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, funnel.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Tell me about driving horses now. Tell me about the days when you had horses and wagons. What did you have to do to get those going?
You just had gills. You had a plow gill, mm-hmm. and then you had gills for britches. Mm-hmm. When you get the britches, you know, that's for the... You just put your plow gills, just take your plow gills off when you're hitting to the wagon. Mm-hmm. Then you have a double line. Put your long line, your short line on, long line on the inside, and short line, and then you can.
Mm-hmm, like that.
Yeah.
What'd you used to drive the horses or mules with?
Way whoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're gonna hitch a horse to a buggy. What'd you have to back him in to?
Shade.
Mm-hmm. I say you're gonna hitch him into a wagon. What'd you call it? Two horses at the wagon.
Oh, that tongue. Wagon to them.
What's that attached to, that thing back there?
Double tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if you had just one horse in that thing back there? What would you call that?
That's a single. You just